Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah is a statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who embodies this Mishnah. The Gemara teaches us in Maseches Ksubas that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had such a desire to teach Torah, could even teach Torah to people who had contagious illnesses. He said, no worries, the Torah will protect me. And the Torah actually did. So what does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'chol yom v'yom, each and every day, bas kol yotzeis mer chariv, a voice goes out from Har Chariv, which is Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, the place where we receive the Torah, and it calls out and it says, "Woe is it to the creatures, male boynasha Torah, because of the shame of the Torah." That means to say that people who don't learn Torah properly, it causes tremendous shame to the Torah. If a person doesn't properly study Torah, isn't properly toiling in Torah, nikra nazif, he's considered a person that is nazif. Nazif means excommunicated. As the pasuk says, shenemar, like the pasuk says in Mishle, nezem zahav be'af chazir, a golden ring in the nose of a pig, isha yafa is a beautiful woman, v'saras tam, who's removed from tam, who doesn't have the proper conduct. So similarly, the Mishnah here is saying the same thing, that a person who knows Torah, but he doesn't learn Torah properly, is like a pig who has a golden ring in his nose. Somebody who's missing the tam that they could have. Some actually say that the word nezem zav be'af, and conjugated together, is nozuf. The Omer and the Pasuk says, ve'aluchos ma'aseh elokim heima, the Pasuk says that the luchos were created by Hashem, ve'amichtav michtav elihimu, and the writing was writing of Hashem, charos ala luchos, engraved in the luchos. So we make a play on words, al tikri charos, don't say engraved, elacheros, rather free. Shein l'cha ben chayrin, that you cannot find a person that is truly free, elam isha isik b'talmud Torah, only somebody who toils in Torah. And this Mishnah, on first blush, seems somewhat troubling. The Mishnah says that true freedom only comes through a person who's involved in Torah. Doesn't Torah restrict? You can't eat what you want, you can't be with who you want, you can't do what you want. But we know the truth is that it works the exact opposite way. A person that could do whatever they want, that person is the greatest slave. They're totally enslaved to their desires, to their temptations, and they have no self-control. But the Torah gives a person borders, it gives a person boundaries, and ultimately it emancipates the person. And concludes the Mishnah on a positive note, v'chol mi sha'oseik b'Torah tadir, somebody who constantly is involved in Torah, harizem misala, that person becomes elevated to higher and higher levels, shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, umi matano nachliel, and from matano, the place in the Midbar, in the desert called matano to nachliel, and from Nachliel and Bamos. And the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin that the beginning of the pasuk is Umi Midbar Matana, and from Midbar to Matana, and it continues listing the different steps that this Mishnah says in terms of the different stops that they traveled. So the Gemara there says, if a person makes himself like a Midbar, a person makes himself humble like a desert, then Matana, then that person gets a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah that he learns stays by him. He remembers it. Once a person has the Torah Zematana, Nachliel, then his Nachala, or his portion, is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Mi Nachliel Bamos, if that person makes the Torah, makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu part of his life, Bamos, then that person is elevated. So like we just said over here, that if a person toils in Torah, it brings him up. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Yontif, Nekstiva Chasim B'Toyva, and a good Kebench Deyar. Thank you so much for being part of our daily Mishnayos. Hope that it's meaningful to you. It definitely gives me the opportunity to learn Mishnayos each and every day. And for that, I am indebted. Agud kebench to Yerk, Siva Chasim B'Toyva.